Nearly done, Dad.
Yeah, once I've got some straw in the corners. Pity the spreader never seems to reach.
I'll go and do this side, Dad.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
When we finish in here, we can take the tree in before I go over to the pigs.
Oh, we can if you like. You're round later to help decorate it.
Have I ever missed it yet?
No.
It's the proper start of Christmas, doing the tree.
That's what I think. Your mum wants to have a go after lunch.
Fine. Is there a friend that helps as well?
Sorry?
Well, I told her about us all doing the tree together at Christmas.
Oh, right.
She thought it was nice, so... Well, is it all right if
Yeah, yes, of course.
Good. I told her your mum wouldn't mind.
Yeah, no, it's good. She can fill in for Helen.
Well, Helen's not going to be around.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, why not?
Well, she's still over... with Litty or someone.
Who?
A friend of a school friend. That's where she stayed last night.
I've never heard of her.
I think it's short for Felicity. She rang from there this morning.
And she's not coming back?
Oh, sometime this evening. But they're going to Worcester or something, so she said not to wait.
But it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I know.
It's the one thing we always do as a family. And she knows why. Nice one, Helen.
She looks so nervous. She'll be fine, Ruth. Is the crypt service normally this full?
It's no use asking me. It's only the second one I've ever been to.
I wish Pip didn't have to start the whole thing off.
You're more nervous than she is.
She was up at 7 practicing.
Alan's giving the nod.
Go on, Pip.
Once in royal David City stood a lowly cattle shed where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child.
It doesn't look bad there, Mum.
No.
I'd make a change to have it on that side.
Yeah.
What did I tell you?
No, I'm sorry. I don't think so, after all.
It's exactly the same every year.
No, it isn't.
Come on, Dad, let's get it back to the window.
I knew this was going to happen.
It's not the corner that's wrong.
Ready?
Yep.
One year, we'll find a tree to suit it.
Here?
One more step.
This one's too branchy. It'd look cramped.
Right, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's better.
What a surprise.
You were on about Christmas traditions, Tom. Your mother faffing about where to put the tree every year is simply another one.
No, it's not. Oh, Angie Dawlish phoned.
Angie from the Sanborn Hotel?
Yeah, she's in a real flap. Can we spare any winter salad?
Well, what's she after?
Leaves, mainly. You must have some pak choi left.
Yes, plenty. And some leaf radish. All the same, she's a nuisance.
Got to keep your regulars happy, though.
Yeah, it's all right.
I don't mind running it round later.
Oh, I'll cut some before lunch.
What time shall I tell Brenda to get here?
She wants to help with the decorations, but...
Oh, that's nice. Four-ish any good?
Sure.
Probably take that long to find the spare bulbs.
Who knows? Helen might even have rolled back by then.
Yeah, it'd be nice if she joined us.
Though whether she'd be in any state to help.
Tom.
I'm only saying.
I know she embarrassed you last week.
You can say that again.
But you can't keep going on about it.
Oh, she did look a bit the worse for wear yesterday morning.
She had a slight hangover after the shop party, that's all.
Slight? She was completely wrecked.
I'll get that.
It was nothing of the sort.
You didn't see her when she first got back.
Honestly, Tom, you are so hypocritical.
What?
Like I said, you've fallen through the door a few times, especially after a five-a-side match.
That's different.
Oh.
Come in, Cathy.
Because that's just having a laugh.
That's all Helen's doing.
Night after night.
It's that time of year.
What about missing the tree?
Oh, yeah, that would have been nice, but if she's out making new friends, then I really don't mind.
Mm. Hi.
Hello, Cathy.
All right, Jamie?
Yes, thanks.
I found these two on the doorstep. I nearly made them sing a carol.
Is it too early for a drink?
Oh, we're not stopping. Thanks, Pat. We're out delivering cards.
Oh, thank you.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, and to you. Pat, have we...
Your card came yesterday. Thanks, Tony.
Oh, right.
Any more news about you and Kent and Cathy?
Tom?
Have you set a date yet? Because that's going to be one heck of a stag night.
Can you get Jamie a mince pie?
Eh?
I'm not hungry, thanks.
Oh, you like these.
Oh, I'll get them, love. They're very good.
No, let Tom do it. Please.
Okay.
Now, Cathy, is this the right place for our tree?
David's only dashed off to deliver the last of the meat packs.
So I haven't put my foot in it?
No. He wasn't racing away because we've had another row or anything.
Well, no, I didn't think so.
I'm sure he appreciated you catching him before he left.
It was only to wish him happy Christmas. I don't want him to think that...
He knows you're not just my friend, Usha. You've proved that.
So, if it's the last meat pack, business is going well?
We've sold everything we wanted to.
Great. And everything else is shaping up for Christmas?
At home?
Yes.
Well, given the circumstances.
Sure.
At least I'm not dreading it the way I was a couple of weeks ago.
That's something.
Sometimes it feels as if we're even making a little progress.
Good.
It was nice on Friday. Ben lost part of his Christingle orange.
Yeah, it amazes me.
One of the cocktail sticks.
Accidents.
He was really upset. So Josh gave him his, without prompting.
That's nice.
David and I looked at each other. Well, whatever else, we've not been a total disaster as parents.
You've done an excellent job.
But he's not comfortable with me, Usha. Of course I understand why. But it's hard.
Well, like you said, it's going to take time.
Yeah. Wasn't Pip great?
Yes.
I was so worried she wasn't going to get through it.
She sang beautifully.
I was really pleased for her. We want the kids to have a good Christmas.
Well, how about enjoying it yourselves?
Well, if they're happy, we'll be. What about you?
It's going to be busy.
You and Alan doing your bit for the homeless again?
Amy's coming with us to the Elms this year.
Good for her.
But we're only going for a couple of hours, helping to prepare the meal.
Not the marathon stint you did last year.
Well, we couldn't really, not with Mabel staying at the vicarage for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I said hello when we went into church.
She's volunteered to cook our dinner while we're out.
Very convenient.
I think she sees feeding up Alan as part of a mother-in-law's duty.
How are you getting on with her?
She only arrived yesterday, so I haven't seen much of her.
You don't sound too disappointed.
I am determined we are going to get on better this time, for Alan's sake, if nothing else.
She seems nice enough.
Well, I'm sure she is, and of course Amy adores her. I'm hoping that without Satya around to stir things
up... It might be a little easier.
Yeah. Was that just wishful thinking?
Hi, Usha. I was talking to Alice at the store, that's why I'm late.
Don't worry, Pip.
You sang beautifully, Pip.
Oh, was it all right?
You were fantastic.
Really good.
Oh, thanks. Can we get off home now, Mum?
What's the rush?
I promised Dad I'd check on Cleo and Bluebell. I didn't want to let him down.
How many pack chores should we give her?
Oh, about a dozen.
No discount.
Don't think she'll ask. She sounded desperate.
You got the box, love?
Yeah, they've had staff problems. That's why their ordering's gone wrong.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know when Cathy came round?
Hmm?
Well, you could have given me and Tom a little warning about the engagement being off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Poor old Tom put his foot right in it.
Oh, I was virtually sworn to secrecy.
Well, at least you covered up his faux pas. I don't think Jamie cottoned on.
I hope not. Cathy wants to tell Kenton first. Yeah, that's quite grubby, isn't it?
Hmm?
Oh, the outer leaves. I'll take them off.
Oh, nothing a good rinse won't put right.
Mm, Angie's quite fussy.
Oh, well, if you want to. It'll be nice having Brenda over later.
She's very family-oriented, isn't she?
Yeah, seems to be. Not surprising after last year.
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of what appeals to Tom.
Yeah. You don't think he's got a point about Helen?
He's fussing about nothing. Well, she might still get back in time to help.
No, not just the tree. You don't think she's overdoing it? Going out too often?
Tony.
We've hardly seen her since she got back from holiday.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, but there are limits.
She's nowhere near them yet. She's simply having a good time.
Oh, I'm not so sure. Well, she looked quite rough yesterday.
It was a slight headache. First time John had a hangover, you made a joke out of it.
Well, yeah.
And it was the same with Tom.
Yeah, well, it's different for lads.
Oh, is it? So a whole century of feminism has passed you by without effect.
Now, whatever you say, Pat, girls who've had a drink are more vulnerable than lads.
She's 27. And once in her life, Helen's letting off a bit of steam. Thank heavens. Remember how we used to worry she was growing old before her time?
She certainly never ran with the pack.
You wouldn't even look at boys her own age. It had to be someone much older and completely unsuitable.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she's just catching up.
You think so?
It's only a phase. You've got plenty of common sense.
Oh, I suppose.
And if sometimes she gets over-enthusiastic about making new friends, well, isn't that an awful lot better than hiding away in her room and not eating?
Much better. Okay, point taken.
It's Christmas.
Yes, you're right. She'll get back to normal soon enough.
Who's that for?
It's a DVD for Kenton. Larry David. Would you like to do the label?
Yeah.
Oh, good. There's one there and a gold pen.
Mum?
Yes, love?
Why did Pat go red when Tom asked about the wedding?
Oh.
What was wrong with asking?
Well, the thing is, Jamie, Kenton and I did say we were getting married, but it's a very big step, and after thinking about it a lot, I've decided it's not the best thing to do.
Oh.
I'm really happy with the way things are. You and me here on our own, it seems to work.
Yeah.
And it's great, Kenton coming round occasionally, so when everything's going so well, why change it? Though I'm sorry if you were looking forward to a new dad.
No, it's okay.
Oh. Well, that was easy enough.
Does he know you're not marrying him?
Oh, not yet. I don't want to spoil his Christmas day, so please don't say anything, Jamie.
No, okay.
Only for a day or two. As soon as Christmas is over, I'm going to clear up all the confusion.
I thought Homer was staying in the living room while we had lunch, Ben.
Hey, keep him away from my pudding. He'll pinch it.
How about putting him down until you've finished?
Yeah, go on, your mum's right. You've got all afternoon to play.
Okay. Can I go through and play with my dinosaur?
When you've finished.
Can't I take my pudding with me?
No, Joshy. Come on, your mum's cooked a lovely meal. Let's enjoy it together. Then we can have some fun.
But you let Pip leave the table.
Yeah, it's because Pip very kindly is doing a job for us.
The cows don't know it's Christmas, do they? She's going to see if Cleo's okay.
Ah, that was very nice, Ruth.
Thanks. But I can't take the credit. Pip made the pudding on stir-up Sunday.
Yes, so she did. But I meant the whole meal. The turkey, the roast buds, and the sprouts were great.
Straight from the veg patch.
Last Christmas, you said Dad should never eat sprouts again. We had to open a window.
Oh, thank you for that, young Joshua.
If you want to go through with the boys, David, I'll bring you in a coffee. Or do you want a brandy?
Maybe later. We ought to decide what we're doing this afternoon.
How about 10 minutes to let lunch settle, then go out for a bit before it gets dark?
All of us?
Yeah, the boys need a run.
Okay. Well, we'll be stuck in front of the telly later, so...
Can't we play Harry Potter instead?
Well, how about a walk first, eh? Along the Am, see what's out and about.
Oh, do we have to?
It'll be nice, Josh, once we've gone out.
Dad!
Hmm?
Dad, come and look! I think something's happening.
So that's Bartleby's Christmas present, is it, Joe? Not having to pull the trap round for once.
Oh, he still needs his exercise, Christmas or no Christmas.
Of course he does.
He was getting restless, so we brought him out.
Well, he looks in good condition. Aren't you, boy?
He looks a lot fitter than us. We're walking off lunch.
Oh, wasn't it no good, then?
Yes, it was lovely.
Shula and Kathy cooked it between them.
There were 8 of us at the stables.
Alistair's father's stay.
But we thought we'd clear our heads before we look in on David and Ruth.
Ah, now that's the other advantage of taking Bartleby out. The peace and quiet.
Oh, yes.
Gives me the chance to run through me lines.
Oh, I'm nervous as well. Only 3 days till opening.
Is it too noisy at home to practice?
Oh, I ain't complaining. Oh, he was smashing this morning. William brought little George around, opened all his presents by the tree.
How sweet.
He's very taken with the little dog I carved him, though mostly he was after the baubles.
He'll love the colours.
Did they stay for lunch?
Oh, no. William's taken them to the carters for that.
That's nice for George, having both parents together.
They're having one of our turkeys. We give it them free. Susan Carter was pleased as anything.
I bet she was. They make very good eating.
It's Clary's idea. She felt it more than anybody when things were so awkward between us and them.
I'm glad they're easier now.
Oh, you should have seen her this morning. Georgie on her knee. She was singing, showing him my little dog.
Grandchildren make Christmas special, don't they?
Yeah, she was so taken up with the young'un, she didn't open her own presents. The weddy keeps saying he's got so much special for her.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're all having a good Christmas. I know it's been a hard year.
The only thing that could make Clary happier now is William and Edward staying in the same room for 5 minutes.
It's such a shame.
William's due back for an hour this evening. As soon as he comes, I expect Edward will go out.
Oh, dear.
Mind, it's hard for him. They've been through a lot, the two of them.
You haven't got very far, have you?
Well, otherwise, it's been a cracking day so far.
Well, happy Christmas, Joe.
And to you, Kent and Archer.
I thought you volunteered to clear up.
I know Shura and Cathy have got it covered. Well, I thought I'd join you.
Come on then, Bartleby. Don't want you catching a chill.
Wish Eddie and Clary a happy Christmas, won't you?
Will do. Bye, Joe. Yeah,
see you, Joe.
Wait, enough to finish it.
Oh, it'll be nice to see the Brookfield clan.
Yes. Your father and I missed them at lunch.
Yes, it's a pity they didn't all come to the stables.
Oh, I know, they should have done. There's enough food left for a troop ship.
Well, shall we press on? It's getting rather cold.
Come on then. It's something I wanted to ask you, Kenton. I didn't like to say anything at the meal.
Yeah?
But I noticed Cathy wasn't wearing her engagement ring.
Yes, I wondered about that as well.
Is she having it resized?
Well, I haven't actually given it to her yet.
No.
You better be quick about it, in case anyone else snaps her up.
Yeah, well, we didn't want to clutter up Christmas with, you know, with practicalities.
Oh.
So we're having a drink after the rehearsals tomorrow night. We'll sort everything out then.
Cleo looks exhausted.
Yeah. Well, you would too, if you'd just produced twins.
Seven came out really easily, didn't it?
Yeah.
We hardly had to wait.
Well, they're both so small. Nice, easy birth. Well, there you go, that should do it.
It's only because your mum's tired. She hasn't licked you dry herself.
She's not paying much attention to the bull calf either.
Why won't she let him suckle?
Oh, I don't know. Come on, girl. Job's done now.
She's not happy, is she?
What's the matter?
Dad?
Hmm? Come on, let him get in.
Suppose there's another one.
What, triplets?
Well, why not?
No, you're thinking of sheep, Pip. Doesn't happen with cows.
What, never?
Well, very, very rarely. You know how ancient I am. I've never seen triplets. Come on, are you going to settle or what?
Why don't you check, anyway?
We've got visitors, boys!
Oh, happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Christmas.
Hi, Uncle Kenton!
Happy Christmas, Gran!
What do you say, Joshy?
Thanks for my skateboard.
You're welcome, darling. Happy Christmas.
How was the stables?
And you, Ben?
It was great.
Yeah, we all ate far too much.
There's your new jumper, isn't it, Ben?
Oh, thanks so much. You've given them such lovely presents.
They're very special grandchildren.
Does anyone want to play my Harry Potter game?
Oh, me?
Let them sit down for a minute, Josh.
Where's Dave?
And Pip.
One of the cows has just produced twins.
What? You'll have to call them Holly and Ivy.
Oh, you're going to show me what else you got for Christmas, Ben.
What do you want to be, Kenton?
Oh, can I be Voldemort?
No.
Hello, Pip.
What is it, Pip?
Dad wants a hand. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas.
Are you all right in here for 5 minutes?
Of course.
Yeah, I think we'll manage to keep them occupied.
Yeah, well, can I come as well to see the new calves?
Yes, Ben.
Hurry up, ma'am.
Behave yourselves, boys.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
I got home this instant.
Lucky you. Are you going to show me?
Yeah, hold on. Before we do anything else, I've got something important to tell you.
What?
Well, you see, it's only at Christmas I reveal my true identity. The great Kentino, master of magic.
You're not going to do the trick again, Kenton.
What trick?
It is an incredible piece of prestidigitation passed on through... Yes, passed on through generations of magicians. And definitely not just shown to me by someone in the pub last night.
It's actually quite good.
But first, I need a pack of playing cards.
Pip says there's a third on the way.
Yeah, it's twisted round, but I've got the ropes on.
It's coming now.
Is it really triplets, David?
I told you, Grandad.
Well, it will be if this goes well.
Oh, there are the first two.
Well, marvellous.
Keep an eye on Cleo, Ruth.
There haven't been any here since... way back in the 50s.
I've never seen it anywhere.
That's... just a little more. That's good. That's good.
The hocks are almost out. Daddy Sam's not here. He's good at this, isn't he?
Oh, I think Mum and Dad can manage perfectly well by themselves.
She's straining again.
Okay. Okay.
That's it. It's on its way.
Oh, the sooner the better now. The calf's vulnerable like that.
Don't worry, it's coming, Phil.
Come on. Come on.
That's it.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Right, Joshua, I haven't seen what you've written, but the name of your card is now on the piece of paper I am setting light to. Ah, now, as it burns in the dish, I'm closing my eyes to concentrate. And now, think of the card. Think of the card as hard as you can, my boys.
Come on.
Think only of the card. Now think hard. The name of the card is mysteriously mingling with the ashes. And now, yep, if they're cool enough, yep, I spread them on my bare arm.
Kenton!
No interruptions from the audience, please. Now I can feel the name appearing on my skin. And if I open my eyes... where have they gone?
Pip was outside, what? Waving us over to the cowshed.
Oh, fantastic. Well, can you see what's written on my arm, Mum?
Looks like the Jack of Hearts. Shall we see what's happening? Yeah,
and what card did Josh choose?
I don't know, dear. I wasn't really watching.
Oh.
Two heifers and a bull calf. That's quite something.
Isn't it fantastic?
Cleo's absolutely exhausted.
It's all right. I've almost finished with you.
There's no way she's going to be able to suckle her.
We'll have to hand milk her.
Oh, yes. You want to get some colostrum into the calves pretty quickly.
Well, they all look in good shape.
The bull's really tiny, Josh. About as big as a Labrador.
Oh, everyone's coming now, are they?
Have you heard about our new arrivals, Josh?
Yes.
There you are.
Father Christmas decided we needed another present.
Yeah. The biggest calves.
Yes, what were you expecting, Ben?
He thought triplets was a kind of animal, like piglets. Aren't they gorgeous?
Are they cool?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what do you think, Jill? The last time it happened here was before we were married.
Josh, mate, what was your card? Am I seeing right? One, two, three.
Uh-huh.
It's never happened to us before.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it marvellous?
Is it all right if I milk her?
Yeah.
Oh, things be so tired, eh?
No, there's a pail by the mixer.
Yeah, so... will they be all right, Dad?
Well, once we've got some milk into them, we'll have to bottle feed them for a couple of days.
Oh, do you want me to find some bottles now, Dave?
Yeah, please, Dad. There should be some next to the medicine cupboard.
Right. Are you going to help me, Josh? And then we can do the first feed.
Okay.
I'll find another kind of bottle, Dave. Yeah, we've got to celebrate this.
Yeah, there's some plonk in the fridge.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll bring it out.
Okay.
Oh, Josh, was it the Jack of Hearts?
When did you realise it was happening, David?
Well, it was Pip who thought there was another one to come.
Well, the Jack of anything, really,
the mum was acting funny.
Well done for thinking of it. Aren't they gorgeous, Ben? Have you seen the little bull?
Yeah, well done, you Pip Squeak.
I knew something special was about to happen, Dad.
Hey, come here. You are such a star.
Aren't they great?
Triplets at Christmas. Yeah, that's pretty great.
Ever seen a beard like that, Cathy Perch?
Well, actually, Kenton's got one.
Big as a doormat and itchy as anything.
Oh, stop complaining. All the dwarfs has got to wear them.
There ain't no sense making us wear them today, though, Eddie.
Cafe?
Thanks.
Only a technical rehearsal.
I'm not holding you up.
No.
I only called in to see what sort of a Christmas you've had.
It's only one where you walk on and off and says a few lines to see if Robert Snell can ever get the lights right.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's good, isn't it, eh?
And his missus checks at Vole that Irwin's still awake.
We brought two bottles back from France.
It's very nice.
But does she keep nodding off then?
No, sometimes she has a distant sort of look at the piano, like she wishes she was somewhere else.
Oh, Joe, you've seen the time.
Yeah. Well, if Linda Snell had any sense, she'd use stand-ins for a technical. Protect the talent.
And it's finishing at 7?
That's what it says in the schedule.
Oh, good. I'm meeting Kenton afterwards. Jamie's staying with Sid, so we said we'd go out.
Oh, that's nice.
Oi, oi. Don't forget your beard, Dad.
Oh,
yeah.
Horrible, scratchy thing.
Oh, you're letting an awful draft
in. Oh, don't worry, don't worry. I'm going.
Where's Kenton taking you then?
Oh, we're only going for a drink.
Bye.
Good luck.
Still, it's always nice going out somewhere.
Well, we've been so busy with other people over Christmas, we haven't really had a chance to talk.
About the wedding?
Mm. Yes.
Sure there's lots to sort out.
Certainly is.
Well, you've had a busy Christmas as well, haven't we, though?
Oh, it's been smashing.
Oh, good. I know you were worried about last night.
Yeah, that turned out quite interesting.
Yeah, oh? Edward was still here when William come round.
See, we'd all just sat down to watch Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And in he comes.
How did it go?
Oh, not too bad. Once you get used to Billy Piper not being in it.
Oh, the boys didn't actually say nothing to each other, but they both stayed for the whole of the programme.
Ooh.
They don't sound like much.
Oh, wouldn't have been possible a few months back.
Oh, that's progress, then.
And Edward's happy anyway, because Oliver gave him a really good Christmas bonus.
Great.
Yeah, of course he's burning a hole in his pocket. He's out spending it now.
He's a right to. He spent such a lot on our presents.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and have you seen what William and Georgie brought me?
Whoa.
Right, hey, best pair of slippers I've had in years.
Yeah, you've done pretty well all round this year, haven't you, love?
I know I have.
Notice anything in the air, Cathy?
Yeah, I was going to ask. That's lovely perfume.
Eddie got it, mate.
From Paris, eh? Hid it in the same bag as the Calvados coming back. Didn't want her knowing.
He chose it himself.
I'm impressed.
I saw a whole new side of him there.
You and Kenton could do worse than Paris for honeymoon.
Well...
It brings out the romance.
It certainly made a big impression on you, didn't it, Eddie?
We haven't even started and she's changed half the lighting cues already.
Oh, don't start fretting now, Brian. It's going to be a long, long rehearsal.
So it's holly, ivy and what?
Holly, ivy and mistletoe.
Huh.
Yep. I was there to witness the great event.
Yeah, quite a moment.
I know it was. Oh, the kids were thrilled.
More to the right.
Especially Pip.
Extraordinary, because I don't think I've ever seen triplets.
I know, born on Christmas Day. What are the chances?
That's it. That's where we need some light.
Must have livened up the afternoon.
Oh, ruined a superb car.
I'll leave you to get on with it, Robert.
But it was almost worth it.
Are we ready to start, Linda?
Nearly.
Yeah, we've been hanging around for a quarter of an hour now.
We'll complain to Oliver when he finally gets here.
Oh, is he late because of the hand?
Yes, just rang. They ended up out past Loxley Hall.
Well, that'll be what's keeping Christopher as well.
At least they're finished now. Oliver's having a shower, then coming straight here.
Alice decided not to go with them for once in case this happened.
Very sensible. I only wish her aunt showed as much consideration. Have either of you seen Lillian?
No.
She thinks I don't know what she's up to. Sneaking out for crafty cigarettes.
Well, have you looked in the changing rooms?
Oh, she's not there. She'll be outside somewhere, ruining her vocal cords.
Hey, hey, hold on, missus. I want to check if
not
the music...
Not now, can... Joe.
She never has a minute.
Don't take it personally, Joe. She's got a lot to think about.
Now you've got the music cues on your laptop, haven't you, Brian Aldridge?
Wait a minute, Joe.
Yeah, you only wants to check the start of Act 2.
Don't touch it.
It knows me way round a computer, you know.
Yeah, all the same. I'd rather you left mine alone.
Oh, I thought she was never going.
Eddie, well, nice of her to call round.
Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't. But it's, about time we had the eggs to ourselves.
Oh, yeah? What's the matter with you?
Oh, maybe it's the Calvados. Maybe it's the perfume.
I see.
Nothing wrong with a Boxing Day cuddle, is there?
Who said there were?
Now, if I remember rightly, it's one of your presents you haven't tried on yet.
Oh, Eddie.
What do you reckon?
You don't really expect me to wear all that.
Why not? It cost enough.
Yeah, and the material was lovely.
But the basque's the wrong size.
Is it? What about the stockings?
Too small, I'm afraid.
Oh.
That's the trouble with buying through the post.
Mm. What about the French knickers?
Now, I admit they are nice.
Not too small as well?
Uh-uh.
Well, that's summers.
Fit lovely, as a matter of fact.
You mean you're actually,
Well, I had to try them on.
Right.
They do look very French. Lovely and elegant. That's only my opinion. You'll have to see what you think, won't you?
What? No.
There is no need to fear tomorrow. Where good things happen, better may follow.
And off go the dwarves. That's it. Jason, look a little more excited about the wildflowers. And you, Kenton. Joe, stop scratching.
Yo.
Thank you. Then lights down on the forest. And mirror music, Valda. Backlight the mirror. On comes the wicked queen. Oh, marvellous. No queen and no mirror. Yes, thank you, Valda. That won't actually make her appear. Queen! Mirror! Where are you?
Jill's gone to look for Lillian.
Oh, no. She hasn't wandered off again.
Well, she was here a minute ago.
It's the absolute limit. Please go and retrieve her, Brian.
All right, I'll try.
Right, everyone else, on stage. Now, please. Come along, hurry up. Have a good all night.
We finished then?
No, absolutely not. And I have a very important announcement to make. Now, as you know, smoking is banned in this building. Well, after all the unnecessary hold-ups this evening, I am taking matters a stage further. If I find anyone, even in possession of cigarettes, matches or a lighter from now on, they will be dropped from the play immediately.
You can't do that.
I can and I will. Oh. Even if I have to read the part in myself. We simply can't afford to waste any more time.
Oh, it isn't really us you need to talk to, Linda.
Oh, don't worry, Kenton. I'll make sure everyone understands.
Right.
And while we stopped, can I point out the dwarves are supposed to look cheerful in this scene, Kenton?
Huh?
You looked anything but.
Yeah, well, it's hard to feel cheerful when we're running so late.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
I've got some important stuff to sort out after this.
Yeah, why are you banning things, missus? What about banning scratchy beers?
Oh, for heaven's sake, not this again.
It's like heaven knits, I tell you.
Joe, you are making it a problem by taking the beard off every time you leave the stage. Let your face get used to it.
Excuse me, Linda.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Oh, hi. Is the rehearsal going to last much longer?
I sincerely hope not.
It's 7:20 and I really must see Kenton.
Everything all right?
Well, there's no sign of Lillian, so you might as well take 5 minutes, Kenton.
Oh, thanks, sir. God, what is it?
Can we find a quiet corner?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry to turn up like this, but I simply couldn't wait any longer.
Stay focused, everybody, while I see what's happening.
What's the matter? Has something happened?
No.
Before
I came out, I was hoovering under the cushions on the sofa, and, well, I found this.
Oh, God, it must have slipped out of my pocket. I hadn't even realised it was missing.
Perhaps I shouldn't have opened it, but when I saw it was a ring
box...
Yeah,
of course.
It's an engagement ring, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the most beautiful diamonds I've ever seen.
You like it?
Oh, it's a fabulous ring, Kenton.
Oh,
but it made me realise I should never have let things get so far.
You've seen the horse trombone!
I was going to tell you after the rehearsal anyway.
Tell me what?
Look, before I say anything else, I want you to know that I still love you.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you must believe me.
You know, I do, but
It's no good pretending, Kenton. Love. I simply can't marry you.
What?
No, it doesn't change anything between us. We can go on exactly as we were.
But you don't want to get married?
Oh, love, I'm sorry. No. Look, I know, it must be an awful shock.
No.
I can see how much I've hurt you.
No. You're mixing up hurt with ecstatic. Look.
What?
Look, under the beard. Here, look. This is my ecstatic face.
What?
Lillian hasn't come this way, has she?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that woman needs electronic tagging.
Oh, Kathy, you're an angel.
You honestly don't mind?
No, not at all.
You see, it's just that things are going so well the way they are.
That is exactly what I think. I mean, oh, this is such great news.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, what were we thinking of?
Well, it all just seemed to happen by accident, didn't it?
I must have been mad proposing so soon after my divorce, throwing away my freedom.
Well, it was a very nice gesture.
What about you? I mean, divorced twice? I mean, you should have known better. Oh, what on earth were you thinking of accepting my proposal?
Well, I suppose we both got caught up in the moment.
Oh, this is fantastic. Oh. We're not engaged anymore.
And there I was, worrying you were going to be hurt.
Oh, darling, if I was going to marry anyone, then you'd definitely be in the frame.
Well, that's nice.
But not getting married, that's even better. I mean, for both of us. Oh, no, I'll have to pay Lizzie for the ring.
It's your sister's?
Yeah, no, it's Victorian's. Julia's husband's auntie or something.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, actually, you better let me have it before I forget.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Elizabeth's very lucky.
Good news. We have tracked down our witch and our mirror.
Oh, thank you so much, Kathy.
So we'll go again from the dwarf's exit.
You've made me the happiest man alive.
Kento!
Yep, on my way. Oh, we are still having a drink afterwards.
Yes, if you like. Mm-hmm. From your final speech, please.
There is no need to fear tomorrow where good things happen. Better may follow.
Kenton, don't jig around while you say it. You're being far too cheerful now.
I'll say.
Let her get to the feed, then we'll put the new straw in.
Oh, remind me how I agreed to do this again, Tom.
You were all for it yesterday.
I must have been mad.
Let Jazza have a proper holiday. I'll help straw the arse.
I didn't realise how chilly it was going to be.
Not like Tenerife, eh?
Oh, after the hassle of dealing with Helen, I think I prefer this.
Ah, seriously, if you want to go back, Bren.
No, I was dying to get away from the telly.
This one doesn't need a lot.
Anyway, the exercise is good for me. I've been eating far too much.
Right, if I break up the bale, can you put some in?
Yep, okay.
Normally it could wait a day or two, but when the ground's this wet...
Honestly, I really don't mind.
Not doing very well at the moment, am I?
What do you mean?
Dragging you round the pigs, and letting you down on New Year's Eve.
You're not.
You're not just saying that?
No, I totally understand.
It would have been great to spend it together, but... My mum would really like me there for the family meal.
It's okay.
It's a big thing for her.
It's fine. This time of year, it's, like, special for parents, isn't it?
And it's not just New Year, either. It's Gran and Jack's wedding anniversary on the 1st as well.
Stop worrying about it. We're doing pretty much the same thing at home.
Oh, yeah?
Shall I...?
Yeah, please. Shove some in.
Because I missed Mum's anniversary and... Dad spent Christmas at Haley's parents.
Yeah, just spread it evenly over the floor of the ark.
Yeah, Tom, I've sort of got the idea.
Sorry.
Anyway, me and Haley thought we'd do a New Year thing at home. Cook up some nice food.
That'll be great for Mike, eh? You up for watching some banger racing at Brampton Green on New Year's Day?
Can't we ever get away from bangers?
Oh, ho, ho. No, not that sort. It's a really good laugh, usually.
You want to go?
Yeah, wouldn't mind. It's a pub near the track. We always have bands. And...
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask Helen as well?
Not really.
No, you're probably right.
Not her sort of thing. No real opportunity to get legless.
Did she ever say where she got to on Friday? One minute we were all in the club and the next
I don't think
minute...
she knows herself half of the time.
Did she meet someone?
She's mumbled something about some new mates. Lizzie, Litty, I don't know.
It's like, when she's had a couple of drinks, she's everybody's new best friend.
Yeah, I know.
She's going to get herself into trouble if she keeps doing it.
Shame no one else sees it.
Even Kirsty thinks I'm overreacting.
Does she? Right, come on, let's do the next one.
She says Helen will settle down soon enough. Just needs her friends to look out for her for a while.
Afternoon, David.
Oh, you missing feeding the ewes, Bert?
Oh, no, it's not that. I heard about the triplets.
Ah, yeah. Have you looked in?
Oh, not yet. I thought I'd ask permission first.
You don't have to do that.
Well, I can't get over it. Never happened in all the years I was here. And then as soon as I've gone...
Well, listen, when I've finished here, we can go down together.
Oh, but now don't you go running away with the idea I can't fill in my time now I'm retired.
Ah, you're welcome to come round whenever you like.
Oh, I'm too busy normally.
That's good.
I cleared the woodshed out yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I've completely rearranged my model tractor display.
Right.
And that's without reckoning on the hours I'm putting in on the pantomime.
Yeah. Well, we'll all be there on Friday.
Well, I only hope it's worth seeing.
Go on, out of the way. Go on. Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Well, the technical run didn't go too well.
Well, isn't that what it's for, though, to identify problems? Oh,
nobody seemed to be concentrating properly. Your brother was the worst of the lot.
Oh, Kenton? That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, down in the dumps to start with, high as a kite at the finish. I didn't know what to make of him.
Well, you know why that was?
No.
It's because Kathy's broken off their engagement.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, don't be. Kenton isn't. He wanted to break it off himself, but Kathy beat him to it.
What, neither of them wanted to get married?
No.
Well, why on earth did they get engaged?
You know, it's the kind of thing that happens to my brother.
Well, I suppose it's better they find out now rather than later on if they're not suited.
Oh, no, they're still an item, they're just not getting married.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's probably best. Even people with common sense find marriage hard work sometimes.
Finished with the pigs?
Haven't even started.
Oh, hello, love. I wasn't sure you'd be back for lunch.
I'm not stopping. I'm only here for a shower and a change of clothes.
Oh, it's almost ready. Quiche and potato salad.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't got long, Mum.
It'll be on the table by the time you've had your shower.
Well...
It won't take 5 minutes to eat, Helen.
All right.
Tom and Brenda will be here too. Thought you were them.
So I gathered.
Oh, there's a couple of late cards for you on the dresser.
Not more.
So, how was last night? You have a good time?
Yes, thanks.
Your father was wondering where you got to.
Told you, there was a party in Westerbridge.
Yes, I know.
It went on all night. And then we went out to look at dawn over the perch.
Oh, that must have been freezing.
Oh, it was beautiful. Everything was frosty white. So I wish you'd stop fussing, Mum.
I'm not.
Just making the most of the shop being shut for a few days, that's all.
Quite right, too.
I'm not sure if I'll be back tonight, either. Mm. Seeing a film and then going on somewhere.
Oh, well, as long as you're enjoying yourself.
I am, thanks. It's been a good Christmas.
And you have remembered New Year?
Oh, is that definitely on now?
The meal for Jack and Peggy, yes.
Right.
I told you it was definite on Sunday.
Well, I thought it was still a suggestion.
No. You will be here for it.
There are a lot of other things going on.
Yes, I know, but...
Will they really mind if I can't make it?
I'm afraid they probably will. I know it's a bit of a bind.
Well, I'll call in on them during the day.
Your gran's really looking forward to it, Helen. A proper family get-together.
Oh.
They both are. And you know Jack's condition's not getting any better.
Fine.
I mean... This may be one of the last times we can do something like this for him.
It's okay. I've got the point.
You don't mind?
No. Not at all.
Dad can't keep away. And Mike was over showing Phoebe earlier.
And they're all managing to feed off their mother?
No, we've had to do some bottle feeding as well. Pip's taking charge of that.
She's the one who thought it was triplets in the first place.
Yeah, she was really good, helping out with the births.
Oh, so this is Mistletoe?
Bull calf, yep.
And that's...
That's Holly. Ivy's got the white muzzle.
Oh, small, ain't they?
Yeah. Mind you, you should have seen them when they were born. They're absolutely tiny.
Oh, there's nothing much to them now.
No. Pip's desperate to get Izzy over before they start growing any bigger.
It's definitely worth seeing.
Trying to sort out a date for a sleepover.
Oh, well, it's good to see young Pip taking an interest in the stock.
Yeah, it is. And it's not just a little girl thing either, you know, because they're sweet and cuddly.
No?
No, she recognised all the stages of labour. She knew exactly when to call me out.
Oh, that's handy. With it happening when your stockman was off?
Yeah, Martin was kicking himself for missing it when he came in on Boxing Day.
How long before you get a regular replacement for Sam?
Oh, not sure. It's going to be a few weeks yet, though.
Got to advertise, I suppose.
Yeah. Then, whoever we appoint, they'll have to work the notice where they are.
Well, it won't be easy to fill Sam's shoes.
No.
You want to make sure you get the right person, David. Choose the wrong one, you can lose a lot of money.
Yeah, I realise that, but...
I'm surprised you and Ruth ain't got it sorted out already.
Yeah, well, we're busy, you know. Just don't have much time to talk.
You sure you can't stay for a cup of tea, Helen?
The film starts in half an hour.
And where are you going this evening? Nightclub on Tilbury Street?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you know the one, Tom. Just past the scrapyard.
Hmm, nice.
It's meant to be a really good place.
It's pretty rough round there.
Is it?
Favourite haunt for druggies?
Tom.
Oh, you will be careful, Helen.
Of course I will. It's nothing like that. And I'll be with friends.
Who you've known for about 5 minutes.
Tom.
I've heard it's quite good, actually.
Thank you, Brenda.
In fact, I wouldn't mind going myself.
Oh.
I mean, I'm at a loose end tonight. I don't want to butt in or anything.
No, that's all right. Come along if you want to.
Is that okay, if you're out with Roy?
Hmm, sure.
What time are you getting there?
Well, there's a wine bar in the basement, so we're meeting at 9 and going up later.
Cool. See you there.
Okay, see you.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Oh, sorry.
My fault. No one in the kitchen.
All right. Hello.
Come in, Cathy.
Hiya.
Hi.
You must have known. I am just about to make some tea.
Thanks for keeping an eye on her.
It's okay. Might be a good night.
Don't worry about your shoes. Go and sit down.
Oh, I don't want to interrupt lunch.
It's okay. We've finished. Right, I've got the pre-Christmas sales figures to look through.
And I promised I'd help.
Anything to put off doing work for uni?
That's so not true.
Do you want me to bring your tea through?
Please.
Oh, may I have a coffee, Pat?
Yes, of course you can.
Thanks.
Well, mission accomplished?
Definitely. As of last night, I am no longer engaged to Kenton.
Congratulations.
I called it off straight after finding an engagement ring.
He'd bought a ring?
Well, sort of leased one from Elizabeth. It was a beautifully set diamond cluster.
Oh, how nice of him. Still, you must be relieved.
Yeah.
Did he take it very badly?
No, quite the opposite. Said he was ecstatic.
Oh?
Well, he'd been having exactly the same doubts as me.
What?
I know, can you believe it? After all that.
Oh, that's marvellous.
Yeah. So... now it's back to the way things were.
You must be so pleased.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have minded him being just a tiny little bit upset.
You're not having second thoughts?
No, 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 not at all. But he didn't have to act as though he got a reprieve from death row.
Well, that's Kenton for you. No half measures. If he's happy, he lets you know it.
Oh, that's certainly true.
Cathy, you don't want to be engaged, do you?
No, no, definitely not.
But you do still love Kenton?
Oh, yes.
And he loves you?
Yes. He was very affectionate afterwards.
So now you've got exactly what you wanted?
Yes. I suppose so.
Then why not enjoy it?
I should, shouldn't I?
A lot of unhappily married couples would be very envious.
No, you're absolutely right.
Now, is it tea or coffee?
Oh, tea, please. Oh.
Oh, it's the man himself texting. What is it?
After yesterday, only Kenton could suggest something like this.
What?
Take a look.
Honestly, Cathy, what is he like?
Did you find the other pillow?
I'm taking it over to the caravan now.
Hope you don't have too bad a night.
That'll be fine. There are two of us to cope.
Oh, and don't forget the flasks.
I won't.
Oh, Adam, you haven't told me.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a success, Grey Gables?
Oh, the staff meal.
Mm. I know Ian was so worried about it.
Yeah, he said it was excellent. The mincemeat roulade went down a storm.
keeps promising to let me try it sometime.
You could have stayed if you wanted to.
They're back.
I wish Alice had let me go.
She said she was nervous enough already.
Well, I don't see how my being there makes any difference.
So what are the critics saying? A triumph? Will it run for years?
It was pretty good, actually.
I knew it would be.
I dried when I was tidying the dwarf's house, but nobody noticed.
She was very good.
I was okay.
And Jill was a complete revelation.
She was demented.
What on earth do you mean?
When she was being all wicked and everyone started booing, she came off the stage right into the audience.
Oh. Yeah, she hadn't done it in rehearsal. But she started chasing the children.
That sounds like a proper wicked queen.
They loved it.
Yeah, in fact, it all went pretty well. Apart from your blessed sister.
Oh, Auntie Lillian was a complete nightmare.
What was she up to?
Suffering from a serious nicotine deficit, apparently.
Oh, come and sit down here, Alice.
In and out of the mirror box like a rat in a drain.
She was nearly late for two of her cues.
Linda stayed backstage for the second half, trying to catch her nipping out for a crafty fag.
We'll have to watch out for that tomorrow, won't we, Mum?
Yeah.
Ah, thought you'd be in the lambing show by now, Adam.
Don't worry, I'm just off. See you all at breakfast.
Yeah. Hi, Adam. Good night. Hi, darling. What was the audience like?
They laughed in most of the right places.
Alice got a huge round of applause for her song.
Oh, darling, did you?
It wasn't huge.
Oh, I'd have loved to have seen you.
Well, it'll be even better tomorrow. I won't be so twitchy.
Now we just have to stop Joe taking his beard off all the time.
Oh, on stage?
No, every time he comes off. Won't stop complaining about how uncomfortable it is.
And I think Linda's going to say something to Chris Carter.
Why?
You know he has to complain about being too hot in the garden scene.
Yeah.
Well, tonight he said, I'm so hot, I'm sizzling, just like Tomato's sausages.
He got a big laugh. Hardly very subtle, though.
He dashed off at the end before Linda could catch him.
I presume everybody else went to the pub?
No, most of the cast just headed straight home.
Not Kenton. He's taking Kathy for a special meal in Borchester. Do you know what for?
No.
He's calling it their official unengagement celebration.
I've needed some help the last half hour.
This is when I said I'd be over.
There's half a dozen land already. I'm nowhere with the naval spray and marking.
What's the matter with that one?
She got two dots after the scan. So there should be a second lamb somewhere. But she's struggling.
And that's the firstborn?
Yeah. That's it. No wonder you aren't coming out.
Don't wander off.
My mum's licks are already.
Well, we don't want another one doing it as well.
Right. Let's get your leg round.
She'll be rejected.
That's better.
Oh, and there's another one started. Okay, forget everything else for the time being until we've got newborns and mums into the bonding pens.
I thought you'd gone up.
Will you tell Neil I need the broom and the... Oh, don't close it down.
No, it's nothing important.
Isn't that Mrs. Hathaway?
Yes.
Oh, is that a little boy?
Rory, yes.
He's getting really big. How old is he now?
4, I think. He looks about 4 to me.
What are you looking at them for?
Well, I'd only just opened it. I've been flicking through my emails. First chance I've had today.
Why she sent you that?
Oh, well, it's a round robin email, you know, Christmas catch up.
From Mrs. Hathaway?
Well, she's probably sent it to everyone in the village. If you remember, she did some translating for us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the trouble with round robins. Talk to someone for 2 minutes on holiday, before you know it, you get sent one every year.
It's only people being friendly.
No, it's not. They're being pompous.
Why?
Well, I don't want to know that little Johnny had scabies. Well, Hannah's teacher thinks she'll solve global warming all by herself one day.
You are such a cynic, Dad.
Me? I'm sweet as a light, as well you know.
Mm.
Now, what do you want me to tell Neil?
Born yes to do this one?
Yes.
Ready for docking then. Got any rings?
Yep.
Catch.
So. UV applicator.
There's one here.
It's not too short.
I know what I'm doing.
Good.
Shh. Now, your little brother.
So it was a good one?
Yeah. Best Christmas in ages, all things considered.
No, it was pretty good here as well. Kate dropped back after her grand tour.
Oh, yeah? Where did she go?
Oh, just went round a few of her British friends that she hadn't seen for ages. took advantage of an unexpected trip home.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she came home for the wedding, you see. Then dropped back here for a couple of days and celebrated Christmas with us.
Then back to the sunshine. All right for some.
Yeah. Christmas Day in the garden.
Me and Clary enjoyed having some time off together for once.
When you finish there, the two at the end are ready for docking.
Yeah, all right. I'll make it my next job.
I'll get tagging.
The only trouble, though, it is getting back to work, innit?
Don't knock it, Eddie. There's no guarantee you'll be doing this next year.
Aye?
Yeah, Brian's not sure the sheep are paying their way. He's thinking of getting rid of them.
They're doing all right, ain't they? Asset Hills is very popular.
Well, he's not convinced.
Well, I'd be sorry to see it go. It's always been handy doing a few weeks here at the start of the year.
I know.
It's hard enough finding work in the winter as it is. I don't want any more drying up.
Oh, sorry, darling. Did I wake you?
No, I was only dozing. You need a new suitcase.
Hmm?
To take to the farming conference.
I don't.
Your old one's very scuffed.
It doesn't matter.
It looks dreadful.
I hadn't even noticed.
It's going to the charity shop.
Oh, Jenny.
We can get a new one when we go into town on Saturday.
If you insist.
You want to look presentable in Oxford, don't you?
All right.
Good. That's settled then. Night, darling.
Oh, good night. Jenny.
Don't worry. I'll help you choose.
You know the photos of Rory that Siobhan sent me?
Yes.
Alice walked into the office a few minutes ago. She saw one of Rory and Siobhan.
Brian, how could you?
Well, it was a complete accident.
But that is so stupid.
Well, I thought she was in bed. I mean, it's all right. I didn't tell her anything.
But she saw who it was.
I made up a story. I said Siobhan had probably sent it to everyone in the village.
And Alice believed you?
Yes.
Brian, that email came 2 days ago, so why on earth are you looking at the photos now?
I was checking my other emails, and I was only going to be a quick look. But the thing is, I hate lying to Alice.
Well, you'll have to be a lot more careful in future.
Will I?
Well, of course you will.
I mean, you don't think perhaps it's time to tell her?
What? No!
Jenny, she's got a very good head on her shoulders. She's bound to work things out one day.
Well, not if you stop being so careless.
But...
No!
So that's it. I mean, I just have to go on lying.
Oh, what's the problem? Isn't that something you're rather good at?
That's not very fair. I told you about the photos as soon as they came.
Well, I didn't realise you'd be sitting up every night mooning over them.
I haven't been.
That's exactly what you have been doing.
He's my son, Jenny. And Alice's brother.
Half-brother.
She's an adult now. I mean, doesn't she have a right to know?
No. And I don't care if she's got a right or not. I have taken you back, Brian. I've accepted that woman sometimes sends you news about your son, and do you know, it tears me to pieces inside. But well, somehow I do it. But if you ever drag Siobhan Hathaway, all of that mess, into the heart of our family, then heaven help you. I swear you'll regret it.
Up you get, seeing if it's supple.
Yes. It's not yawning at all.
What's its belly like?
Let's see. Not very swollen. Nothing in it.
Can't have had a feed then.
Let's get you on to Mum.
Good night.
No, if I can move them into a corner.
You sure?
Get the coffee, Eddie. I'll do this.
Yeah, all right.
That's it. Stay there. In you come. You're like this. Stay still.
Don't know what's good for them, do they?
Born with that survival instinct.
Go on.
Sometimes I think Brian's right. We'd be better off not bothering.
Hey, you want to get rid of them at all?
Only at times like this.
Go on.
Oh, that's it. She's suckling there.
Now, when I'm thinking straight, I'll be sorry to see them go. I didn't come back to farming just to run a nature reserve.
You wouldn't look right here without she.
Oh, I didn't know anyone would still be up. You need any help?
Could have done with you earlier, Brian.
4 twins, 3 singletons so far.
Oh, that's good.
That's it. I think you've got the hang of it without me.
This is the first time we've stopped, and there's only 2 cups.
Oh, it's all right. No, I don't want any coffee.
Can't sleep?
Yeah, I was only keeping your mother awake. I thought I'd look in here.
Right. There you go, Adam.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I'll have a sit down with mine.
Go ahead. You're having trouble winding down?
What?
After the pantomime?
No, don't be ridiculous.
Why not? You're probably more nervous than you realise.
I'm hardly going to worry about Snow White when my whole life's becoming a performance.
Sorry?
Did your mum put any sugar in?
No. A performance?
Oh. Don't matter. I'm meant to be losing weight.
As assistant stage manager, so I'm doing more acting than the rest of the cast put together.
Really?
Telling the actors how wonderful they are. Keeping Linda and Lillian off a collision course.
Sounds a real workout for your people skills, Brian.
Yeah.
So, was it any good tonight?
Well, it was not too bad. Still 1 or 2 rough edges.
Mm. But do you reckon they'll be sorted out for tomorrow? Only me and Clary's forked out to go. It won't be complete rubbish, will it?
Right on, Edgar. And you, Jazza. We want the whole cast and crew on stage.
We ought to be getting our costumes on, missus. It ain't long till curtain up.
Quite right, Joe, but this'll only take a moment.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, she feels the need to blither to us for some reason.
Finally with us, Kenton.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, everybody, 1 or 2 important notes before you finish putting on your costumes and makeup. First of all, well done. I've been hearing some very positive comments about last night.
Well, you think so too?
All the more reason to be on our guard. We don't want Mr. Complacency spoiling tonight's performance, do we?
Especially when Mrs. Longwinded's already here.
I must also ask for no more sausage references. We've all had our fun with that, but it will be very unprofessional to keep doing it.
Are you listening, Christopher?
No names, no pack drill. Which also applies to being ready for cues. We had a couple of very close calls last night.
Lillian Bellamy, she's on a bit.
So all I do is remind you, smoking is not an option in or outside the hall.
I'm taking orders for nicotine chewing gum.
Thank you, Brian. Now, to ensure that everything does run smoothly, I intend staying backstage again tonight.
Oh, hurrah.
And finally, I don't need to remind you, this is press night. We're not only expecting Toby Cotter from The Echo, but Marion Wright from the Westbury Courier as well.
The who?
Westbury Courier, Joe, the free advertising magazine.
I thought that was the Trumpet.
Courier now. They wanted more gravitas. Marion has previously worked for Borchester Life. So, let's give her something really special to review.
You about ready, Ruth?
Sorry, am I late?
Well, not if we go now, no. I've got the boys in the car.
I wanted to check Holly's still feeding properly. Sorry.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Not letting the others push her out of the way so much.
Oh, good.
You can put their mum back in the herd tomorrow.
Fine. Well, look, I'll go start the engine.
David?
Yeah?
I've been thinking about what Bert said.
What?
We do need to get onto the agency about Sam's replacement.
Yes, of course we do, but not while we're running late for the pantomime.
Psst, Pat, they're still not here.
Who?
The press.
Oh, is that who?
The two reserved seats next to you, yes.
Well, I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, I was hoping they'd arrive in time for a glass of wine first.
Who have you got?
Toby Cotter from the Echo and Marion Rank from the Westbury Courier.
Sorry?
Trumpet, as was. She's quite influential.
Oh.
But whatever you do, don't let them spoil your enjoyment.
No, I won't.
Ignore the note-taking. If you want to laugh during the show, go right ahead and laugh.
Oh.
Loud and long. Clap and cheer whenever you feel like it.
You want them to see me enjoying myself?
Oh. No, I'm simply saying don't be afraid to respond. These things sometimes rub off on a reviewer, you see.
Come on, Ben.
Don't worry. I will, Linda.
But if you go in first, we'd better keep the boys between us.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Pat. Linda. Hurry up, Josh.
In you go, Ben.
Ah. Come on,
then. Where's Tony?
Oh, he's keeping an eye on one of the heifers.
And do the boys have to sit there, David?
Well, is there a problem? We asked Dad to save the seats.
Well, you will be very quiet, won't you, Josh? And you, Ben?
Yes.
Except when you're meant to be noisy, of course.
They're pretty well behaved in public, Linda.
Oh, yes, 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 I know. But they've got two VIPs sitting directly in front of them, our reviewers.
Oh, I see.
So, I mean, if you and Ruth sat together with the boys on either side...
No, we're okay. Thanks, Linda. They'll be fine.
Yes, I'm sure they will be. No leg swinging if you get bored, please.
Linda, there are a couple of people looking lost by the door.
Oh, Toby and Marion, at last. Wish me luck.
You can have Homer on the seat, Ben, but don't mess around, OK?
I won't.
What's wrong with the heifer, Pat?
Oh, gashed its leg. Tony said he'll try and get down for the second half.
Oh.
Have you had a good Christmas, Pat?
Can I open the chocolate?
It's pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, go on, then. You heard about our triplets?
Yes, and on Christmas Day.
Yeah, the kids will never forget it.
Pip was fantastic.
Oh, who's she in this?
One of the ladies of the court.
Let me offer them round, Jessie. Pat, one?
Oh, I like those. Thanks.
We've been so busy, we've only just got round to thinking about New Year.
Thanks for the chocolate, Josh.
It's all right.
What are you doing for it?
Not very much. We haven't got the energy.
No, we're just having Mum and Dad over.
Yeah, we're the same. I'm doing a meal for Jack and Peggy. It's their anniversary on the 1st.
Oh, yeah.
Tom and Helen are going to be there, so it should be nice.
Pass these to your mother, Josh.
Thanks, dude.
Any idea what Kathy and Kenton are doing for New Year?
No, not at all.
It's about to be something unusual. Kathy was telling me about their meal after the show last night.
Oh, yeah. They're... unengagement celebration.
Yeah, she said it went very well.
Yeah, I think they're a lot happier now.
Yeah.
Oh, something's happening. Here's Valda.
Bring your wine with you, Toby. Here you are, Marianne. Pat, can you just...
Oh, yes, sure.
Excuse me.
I'll have to leave you now, I'm afraid. Time I was backstage.
This is it, boys. Showtime.
Amongst the trees there is a clearing, and in its midst a little home, surrounded by a tiny garden. Oh, that's the way I want to roam.
I found it, Joe.
Where was it?
On the props table. Now put it back on and keep it on this time.
But who will live in such a dwelling? Perhaps it is some fearsome stranger.
Cool flipping beard.
Before I knock, I'd best look round and so avoid a greater danger.
Do you know what really irritates me about Snow White? Is that the plot is ridiculous.
Luminolastic.
I mean, for a start, how come the King and Queen don't know there's a house full of dwarfs in the Royal Forest?
Shh.
I mean, these guys are operating a mining franchise.
Well, that's not right.
It'll be a tourist attraction, road signs everywhere.
Yeah. What is the matter with it?
Are you all right with that, John?
There's something small and hard stuck in the beard. I can't talk properly.
I've danced this way, and nothing seen. Perhaps there's someone amongst the green.
I gave Joe his beard back.
Thanks.
But what's this? A tiny hat. A sign of people, that must be. I'll...
Come on, dear.
I'll wait and watch behind this tree.
Well done, Alice.
Now, comic business with Squirrel.
Seems to be going very well.
Alice is wonderful.
Lillian's safely back in the mirror box.
Only because I chased her there myself.
Oh, well done.
Caught her by the props table. Reeking of tobacco, looking very shifty, but no hard evidence of smoking.
I liked the squirrel stuff last night as well.
The reviewers are loving every minute so far.
Farewell, dear squirrel. Don't stay on the ground.
Why aren't the dwarves ready to come on?
For there are people coming. I hear a sound.
Just keep still, Joe. It's been pushed right into the middle.
Okay, whatever it is.
It's the lighter of all things.
Yes, there are people coming. I hear their sound.
Get on with it.
It's all right. I've got hold now. Just give me a second and I'll get it out.
What's the matter with them?
I can't see what's going on.
Well, why doesn't Valda fill in? Oh, no. Marion's got her pen out again.
All my beard's on fire.
What?
Get off me.
Take it off. Oh, I'll deal with it.
Oh, no.
It's melting.
Put it down, Joe. No.
Not across the stage, Brian.
That's it. Stand back, everyone. That's all it needed. Father, hang on, Mark.
No.
There were a couple of messages while we were out.
Oh?
One from Izzy's mum.
Oh, what'd she say?
She was fine about Izzy staying over on Monday, as long as we can run her home.
Oh. Well, I'll do it.
I don't mind.
Oh, it's all right, Ruth.
Okay. Is this one ready to carve?
Yeah, that's why I looked in. She's very restless. She's been swishing a lot.
I'll stay up with her if you like.
No, it's all right. She's always carved easily before.
I finally got the boys to bed.
Ah? And they stopped playing dwarves and fire extinguishers.
Eventually.
It's a good job no one was hurt.
It all added to the fun.
Yeah.
And the cast carried on brilliantly afterwards.
Yep.
Pip was great.
Yeah, of course she was. Right, well, I'm going to go in.
David?
What?
Things don't have to be so difficult here.
What do you mean?
Carving. Looking after the herd.
Oh, I see.
Martin's doing his best, but...
He's no Sam.
He knows he's only temporary. So it's natural there isn't the same commitment.
There's nothing wrong with his work.
No, but... Well, like now... We can't expect him to stay overnight for carvings.
Yeah, but doesn't need to. This looks perfectly straightforward.
But there have been other nights.
We've coped perfectly well so far.
Yeah, it's been going well. But we need to look ahead.
Yeah, I do realise that.
I've been turning it over a lot this week.
Uh-huh.
Working out what's going to be best for us. I've given this a lot of thought, David.
What?
Now Ben's at school and Josh and Pip are growing up so fast. I've some time on me hands again.
Well, not that much.
And if we look at the costs of bringing in another herd manager...
Oh, you want to take charge?
It's been going through me mind all over Christmas. Since the Christingle service, for some reason.
I'm not sure it'd work.
We'd save a lot of money. We've got the operation running so well, it doesn't need big changes.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure I could build on what we've already got.
Well, it's good of you to suggest it, but now we're on year-round carving and we've upped the numbers.
I know it's not easy.
We can't rush a decision, Ruth.
No.
Time, effort, I'm not sure you realise. It's a very big commitment.
Yeah, I know it is. And it's one I'm willing to make.
Right. Well, it's good to know what you're thinking.
And what do you think?
Well, I'm still not sure, to be honest.
Oh?
Anyway, we don't have to make an immediate decision.
No, I'm not asking you to.
You know, there are a lot of implications for the herd.
Sure.
So I'd rather look at all the options before we make any really long-term decisions.